You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Jeff Regan. I'm the Member of Parliament for Halifax West and the Speaker of the House of Commons. I was born in Nova Scotia, in Windsor, Nova Scotia, but grew up mostly in Halifax and Bedford. When I moved to Bedford in 1970, it was a much smaller bedroom community of about 6,000 people, and now it's certainly more than 20,000, perhaps in the range of 30,000 these days. It's much bigger, and over that time, it has become far more diverse, which is, I think, a wonderful development. And I see that, of course, throughout the Halifax area, but I think that if you look at places like Bedford and Clayton Park West and all the areas around this part of the basin, you see that tremendous diversity that has developed over the past few decades. Let me talk a bit more about Bedford. I think that one of the interesting things about Bedford is that it is both close to the city, close to downtown, but also close to nature. And it's close to lakes and forests. It's kind of in the middle between the two. And it's also a very friendly place. And that's what I've always found, that Bedford was a friendly community. And I think that Bedford Days was an idea back when Bedford was a town, of a way to bring Bedford together and to celebrate not just Canada Day, but Canada Day was part of the celebrations, but to celebrate Bedford in a variety of ways, and the many activities that happen here, whether they be things at Scott Manor House that have to do with the history of Bedford, whether they have to do with the diversity or supporting the fire department or supporting local businesses. There are so many things going on in Bedford day to day that it's nice to have a chance for everyone to come together at events like those. And you know, a lot of people who live in Bedford work in Halifax. So to have a chance through events like Bedford Days to come together here as a community, I think is very valuable. I participate in Remembrance Day ceremonies every year, almost always here in Halifax West, in my constituency. However, for Canada's 150th birthday, I was asked to be in Ottawa for the national ceremonies as the Speaker of the House of Commons. So that's where I was last November, but most Novembers I have been in my riding, either at the Cenotaph in Bedford, or out at the new one in Hammond's Plains, or there's a Korean memorial in Clayton Park, and there is the cenotaph at the Fairview Legion. There's also a smaller event at the Beachville Legion. So there are a variety of different events that I've been to over the years for Remembrance Day, but it's always an important day. It's important. People, I think, feel very strongly pride in being Canadian. They appreciate the role that our armed forces have played as peacekeepers, also in conflicts like the First and Second War and the Korean War, fighting for a just cause. And of course, we think of the two Gulf Wars, and there are many other events where Canada has been involved in trying to help people. Wherever in Afghanistan, Syria, and so forth, Canadians have played very important roles. And I think Canadians are very proud of that. They're also very proud of our heritage as a peaceful country. And while we respect our American friends and their history, ours is different, because we became democratic and developed responsible government without having the kind of violence of a revolution. We did this through primarily peaceful means, and that is an important character. That is an important part of the characteristic of Canada, I think, that people are so proud of. At the same time, they are grateful to our veterans who have helped to make us this way. I think that the Halifax explosion, of course, had an enormous impact on the city of Halifax, especially the city's north end. There was much less direct impact on Bedford, but of course people from Bedford some people from Bedford would have been in Halifax at that time and would have been killed and otherwise injured and affected by it. And many others would have gone into Halifax to help provide relief. But, you know, we also have, as a result of that explosion, we have very close connection with Boston, which is an interesting part of Halifax's story, because the people of Boston responded so quickly in sending help and food and clothing to the people in Halifax affected. The Speaker of the House of Commons has three main roles. The first one is the one that's best known, that everyone can see, and that is presiding in the House of Commons and making decisions about the rules, about points of order, or what are called questions of privilege. If a member, for instance, says that someone interfered with them as they were trying to come to a vote and prevented them from going to a vote, that would be an interference with the privileges of that member, which exist to allow the member to do the work on behalf of their constituents, on behalf of the people in their area. So those are the kinds of issues that members will sometimes raise with me as Speaker and ask me to make a ruling. It's also my job to try to keep order, to try to persuade members to listen to each other and to follow the rules about not using unparliamentary language. One of the rules we have in the House of Commons is that if you're speaking, you can't refer to the other person's name across the way. You have to refer to their title. So you might say the Honourable Member for Charleswood, St. James, Assiniboia, Headingley, for example, did this or said this or something, and I want to comment on that. But you can't say Mr. Aylson, and you can't say you did this, you did this, you did this. And the reason that rule developed a long time ago was to make it in a place where there are strong differences of opinion and where there is an adversarial system. The idea was to make it a little gentler, a little bit more polite, and to reduce the chance of direct conflict. And certainly you don't want people engaging in physical conflict. In fact, historically, one of the reasons in Britain why there is a certain distance between the government and the opposition was that the benches were put two sword lengths apart, so they couldn't actually reach each other, if you can imagine. Right? So the first role of the Speaker is to preside in the House of Commons and to keep order. The second role is to oversee the administration. So the Speaker is a bit like the CEO of the administration of the House of Commons. We have 1,600 employees, or thereabouts. Everything from the cleaners, the bus drivers, people who move furniture around, the procedural clerks, interpreters, people who do information technology management, finance, all the people who provide services to the House of Commons, to the committees, and to members' offices, whether those offices are on Parliament Hill or across the country. Now, there are, naturally, if I'm here in my office in Nova Scotia, well, there are some services we'll get someone local to provide, of course, but there are other services related to technology, for example, which the House of Commons provides. Third aspect of the Speaker's work is international diplomacy. And that's a very interesting role because it means that I regularly meet with ambassadors and high commissioners and delegations from other countries. You see, the fact that I'm called the Speaker, it's a kind of a funny name in the sense that in the House of Commons, the Speaker does not speak all that much. It's more like a referee to preside and keep order. However, it is outside the House of Commons that the Speaker speaks on behalf of the House of Commons. And in a sense, when it's international, on behalf of Canada. And you do that in a nonpartisan way. Historically, it was the job of the Speaker to bring to the monarch, the king or queen, the answer from the House of Commons to what the monarch had asked for, which was often money or a change in the law or something, and sometimes the answer was no. So it wasn't always the speaker wasn't always popular with the king or queen. And so it wasn't always the preferred job of MPs to be the speaker. The prime minister did declare the decade of African people of Africa. The prime minister did declare the decade of people of African descent, which goes from 2015 until 2024. And I think it's something which all members of parliament support, and I hope all Canadians would support that. And it, I think, is important in recognizing the many contributions that, that Black Canadians have made to our society and are continuing to make. It's also important in terms of supporting research into what obstacles and barriers the community faces, and in terms of a framework for combating discrimination and racism and supporting justice. I think those are a number of areas that are important, because most Canadians, I think, value the diversity of our country. I talked earlier about how I've seen the Halifax area, and especially the area that I represent, Halifax West, become much more diverse during my lifetime. And in fact, I often brag, I'm very proud of the fact that, that Halifax West is the most diverse constituency east of Montreal. I think that's very important. I think it's an important part of our country that historically, on the whole, we have succeeded in living together with many differences. Now, we all know that in relation to our First Nations, we've had, our history is not as good, unfortunately, and there's much work now being done to overcome that. And in fact, it seems to me that if you think about the multiculturalism programs that started in the 1970s, which helped to encourage newcomer communities to celebrate their cultures and their languages and to share those with the broader communities, that program is in many ways the exact opposite of the way historically that Canada treated its Indigenous peoples. Instead of saying, we think it's important that you celebrate your language, that you celebrate your culture, they were told you should not speak that language, those languages. You should not celebrate that culture. We're going to take the children away so that they will not learn that, so they will learn English and have only the culture, you know, of the Western European culture that had come into Canada to dominate, to be brought up with. And if you make that comparison of our multiculturalism system program to the way that, unfortunately, Canada treated its first peoples, you see how wrong it was in that approach. But I think it's also a good sign that we have, I think, made some progress and are working still to make progress on these things. Interesting that you bring up sports, because it has been a very big part of my life since I was a boy. And I remember shortly after we first moved to Bedford. I remember when we moved to Bedford, Bedford did not have its own community rink, skating rink. And I was a very keen hockey player. So one of the things Bedford was doing was raising money. And in fact, on the wall of my office, I have a certificate that was given to me as an 11-year-old for walking the 13 miles in the walkathon that was held in Bedford to raise money to help build a new rink. And of course, we then built what we now would refer to as the old rink, the LeBrun Center. And it meant that instead of having to drive into St. Mary's to the rink there to play hockey on Saturday mornings, we could actually do it locally in Bedford and get better ice time. But that was an important community achievement to get that rink going. And for me, being involved in healthy activities, whether it was ice hockey or playing tennis, playing hockey on the street as we did for countless hours when I was a boy, those were, I think, very good things. You were outside, you were exercising, and when you're exercising, It's a good way to manage stress. We all have stress in our lives. In fact, I have found as a member of parliament that one of the best things that I do is to exercise early in the morning. And so early in the mornings, I will usually either run or cycle. For instance, this morning I cycled about 35 kilometers early this morning. And that helps me to keep myself calm and keep an even keel throughout the day. It also means you sleep better. And I think that anyone who is who wants to have physical and mental health, one of the best ways to achieve that is through regular exercise. And I do, I also play some golf, but I run and cycle. Those are the two main things I do. And I still play ice hockey, as old as I am. Well, I certainly welcome people to live in Bedford and throughout my constituency of Halifax West. I think that we have a great future ahead of us. We have a peaceful country, a very peaceful province. There's always work to do to make it better, and we welcome people to join in that work.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.